Hello and welcome to Holden Village. Today is August 1st, 2006. Our session today is titled Root Rhythms, Stories and Dancing. Our presenter is Dorian Bird, session number BYD 2006-01. Let's listen in.
Africans from long ago passed it on to us, and so now we pass it on to you. For what is old is also new. Pineapples, pumpkins, chickens. We carry more than the things you see. We also carry history. My name is Dorian Bird, and I'm just going to share a little bit of African dancing and storytelling today from the African-American heritage. And I'm hoping everybody will join in. There's supposed to be some children coming, so I want to hold off on the story until they come so they can help out. I started African dancing when I was in high school. That's kind of a late start for being a dancer. In Davenport, Iowa, that's where I'm from. I would say in Iowa, there's probably about five or six black dancer choreographers that have groups there that are doing things. My group is called Imani Dancers, and Imani is a Swahili word for faith. And our dance group, we do a mixture of African heritage dance and Christian dance. So, hello. Come on in. So, my group has changed over the years. It started off with a bunch of high school, college students trying to put together a program for the Martin Luther King program at Augustana College. And when we got together, I realized, oh, I have a dance group here. And that was like in the early 70s. No, early 80s, I should say. And then it progressed to being a company of women dancers primarily. And then they moved on, they had kids and left the area. And now I have pretty much teenagers. I have about six teenagers and a couple of women. I do some dancing with them, not a whole lot. I had a hip replacement last summer, so I'm getting back. And this morning I went walking. I'm not going to tell the story why I started to run. But when I look back, when I look back, I felt my hip go.
She asked you. Did
you see the bears?
I saw a little bear.
Are good. Hi, boys and girls, come over this way. Not behind me, come this way. Right out here. To say hello. And let me see if some of you guys can say hello with by part of your body. Because we're going to be using our bodies in here. How about the shoulders? Okay. How about your foot? Say hello with your foot. Okay. Good job. We're going to be using our bodies a lot. But first, I want to tell you a story. Do you like stories?
Yes.
Have you heard of a Nazi the spider?
Yeah.
There's a lot of Nazi stories, aren't there? Well, you haven't heard of the Nazi spider. He is one of the folk heroes of the Ashanti people who live in Ghana, West Africa. And this story is called A Nazi and the Magic Rock. But I'm going to need some help with this story. One of the characters in the story is a lion. And I do not make a very good roar. So maybe you guys can help me. Ooh, that sounds pretty good. Okay. Now, I only want you to do it when I go like this. Okay? Okay, now your roar cannot last too long. That's perfect. Okay. And there's a place in my story where I go, isn't it a hot day? And I want you to wipe the sweat off your brow and go. Okay. And let's see. He came to a certain spot. Can you say that for me?
Certain spot.
And he was out like a light.
Light.
How many can snap the fingers? He was out like a
light.
Okay, you got it. Well, once upon a time, Anansi the spider was walking, walking, walking through the forest when something caught his eye. That sure is a strange moss-covered rock. Kapunk! Everything turned black. Anansi was out like a
light.
When he came to, it was about an hour later. Oh, my head is spinning. I was just walking along the road when I saw this strange moss-covered rock. Kapunk! Anansi was out again. He was out like a
light.
But this time when he came to, he knew what happened. Ha! This must be a magic rock. If every time someone comes along and says the magic words, isn't this a out he goes. Very good to know. And I know just how to use it. So the next day, Anansi went walking, walking, walking until he came to Lion's house. Lion was sitting on his porch with a big pile of yams next to him. Anansi loved yams, but he was too lazy to pick them for himself. So he said, "Hello, Lion. Isn't it a hot day? I was just thinking about going for a walk in the cool forest. Would you like to come along?"
"That sounds like a good idea, Nancy. Let's go."
And off they went. Walking, walking, walking. Until they came to a
certain spot.
"Wow, do you see what I see?"
"That sure is a strange moss-covered rock."
Lion was out like a
light.
And Nancy ran back to Lion's house, gathered up all his yams, and he took them to his house. And when Lion woke up, "Oh, my head is spinning." He looked and he looked. Nancy was nowhere in sight. And when Lion got back to his house and he saw all his yams were gone, Lion was very, very, very. Well, the next day, Anansi was walking, 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 till he came to Giraffe's house. Now, Giraffe was sitting on his porch
with a big pile of peanuts next to him. And Nancy loved peanuts, but he was too lazy to pick them for himself. So he said, "Hello, giraffe. Isn't it a hot day? I was just thinking about going for a little walk in the cool forest. Would you like to come along?" "Ooh, that sounds like a good idea, Nancy. Let's go." And off they went, walking, 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 until they came to
a certain spot.
"Giraffe, do you see what I see? Ooh, my goodness, that sure is a strange moss-covered rock. Ka-punk, ka-punk, ka-punk." "How about Giraffe? He was all like a
Nazi."
"That a Nazi, the spider ran back to Giraffe's house, took all his peanuts, and he took them to
his house."
"And when Giraffe woke up, oh my goodness, my head just spinning. He looked and he looked, and Nazi, the spider was nowhere in sight. Well, when Giraffe got back to his house, and he saw all his people gone, Giraffe was very, very
sad.
Well, don't you know that Anansi the spider, he played his trick on all the animals in the forest. Can you think of some of the other animals besides giraffe and lion that he played it on?
The bears.
Yes, the bears.
Rhino.
Tigers.
Lions.
Monkeys.
Hippos.
Lions.
Hippos. He played it on all those lions.
And snakes.
Snakes too.
And hippos.
Hippos.
Leopards.
Zebras.
And fish.
And fish too.
Turtles.
Turtles. He played it on all those animals.
Alligators.
Shh. Alligators. Yes. Forgot about alligators.
Do that.
He played it on everybody except Little Bush Deer. Now, Little Bush Deer, she's very small, and she was hiding in the bushes, watching the Nazi play its trick on all the other animals, watching them playing on zebra too. And she said, "I think that a Nazi needs to learn a lesson." So that night, she went deep into the forest where the coconut trees grow. She climbed up a coconut tree. She gave it a big shake. Then she gathered up all the coconuts she could, put them in a basket, put them on her head, and off she went home. Put them on the porch. They came along the next day.
An ant?
Yes, he did. And he loved that coconut. But he was too lazy to pick them for himself. So he said, "Hello, Little Bush Deer. Isn't it a hot day? I was just thinking about going for a little walk in the cool forest. Would you like to come along?" "Oh, that sounds like a good idea. Let's go." And off they went, walking, 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 until they came to Little Bush Deer, do you see what I see? "I don't see anything." "Little Bush Deer, look right there where I'm pointing." "Well, I'm looking, but I don't see anything." "Oh, Little Bush Deer, you just don't want to say it." "Say it? Say what?" "You know." "You know? You mean I'm supposed to say you know? You know, you know, you know?" "Little Bush Deer, you're supposed to say, isn't that a straight moss-covered rock? Ka-punk." "A Nazi was out like a Little Bush Deer, she ran and she caught all the other animals who a Nazi had taken things from. And they went to
yes,
they went to a Nazi's house, gathered up everything that belonged to them, and took them home. And when a Nazi woke up, oh, my head is spinning. He looked
first year was nowhere in sight. And when the Nazi got back to his house and he saw it was as empty as it was in the beginning, Anansi the spider was very, very, very
sad.
But do you think he learned his lesson?
Yeah.
How many say he learned his lesson? Okay, he should have. How many say he didn't learn his lesson? Okay, you guys are the ones that are right. Because the Ashanti people say he didn't learn his lesson because there are so many, many stories about Anansi tricking people to death. And that is the end of that. Like I didn't bring my African broom, but usually in Africa they have brooms that are made with these long straws from the palm, palm leaves, and then they will sweep like this here. I mean, they'll be sweeping on the floor, and so you would see that movement depicted in their dances, so it's imitative type of movement. But this dance that I'm going to share with you today is a welcome dance. It comes from Liberia, and from my experience in Nigeria, when people say welcome, that's what they really, really mean. They want you to stay for dinner. They want to share with you whatever they have, even if it's a little bit. So this dance, I'm going to do a little bit of the movement. Like I said, I think I pulled something in here this morning, but I will do it modified so you can get a little bit of the flavor, and then I'll teach some of the moves. So this one is without any weapons in our hands. So we'll say welcome. Giving thanks to the Creator
for the things of the earth that we can share with one another. Our food and our shelter and our clothing. Remembering our ancestors, those who have gone before us, and those that are going to come in the future. So we welcome you with the word Funga. Can you say Funga, boys and girls?
Funga!
Okay. Now, I would like those of you that would like to do some moving to come out here behind me. Yes, you know what? Yes, let's have the grown-ups in the back. Kids, you come right here in the front. And then we're going to have our kids sit down and watch, okay? So that we can do a little more moving. Since the kids already have a chance. You can keep those on since you have a strap. Okay. Back.
We can.
Huh? Yes, you can, for just a little bit, not the whole time. Okay. Well, because we don't have too much room here, and I'm going to come and visit you on Thursday, okay? So then you'll have more time. All right, let's put our hands here like this here. Okay. And we're going to shoot our arms out, bring them in, out, and in. So we're going to send out some good feelings. And we're going to make our back, this part of our body, our torso. Let me see your torso go in and out. We call this a contraction. Let me see you hold it. So your back is real round like a turtle shell. Okay, turn around in your spot here. Like that. Okay, turn around the other way. Okay, now release. Now stick your chest out. You're very, very proud. Okay. And you're walking around with your chest out.
Does it matter what's right?
Stretching those muscles. Stretching the ribs. Okay, put them back where they belong. Put them back where they belong. Okay. So when we do this, we're going to be using our back. We're going to go one, two, three, four. Then down. Two, three, four. And up. Two, three, four. And down. Two, three, four. Okay, you got the idea. All right. Now, let me see. Does everybody face that way? Can you move over on this side of me? And kids, nobody stand right behind you. I don't want to step on you. Okay. Now, I want you to take your hands to the side. And to this side. This side. This side. Now, we're going to do a little scoop. This is a modified Funga dance, all right?
Yeah.
another step here.
This is a tricky step, but we'll just do a swaying version of it. We're going to just stop our and we're going to go one.
Kick their behind with their heels, with both feet. Yes!
Oh.
Excellent!
No way! No way.
Caroline? Okay, I'm going to have Caroline demonstrate. But Caroline, I want you to stretch your arms up when you jump. So you're going to go up, down. Let me see everybody do that with your arms. Up, down. Up, down. Just come to your chest. Up, down. So you're going to go. Going to do that jump. She's doing it for me. Okay. So we go. One, two, three. And our hands are going in and out. In, out, in. And we're going to go jump to the back. Okay.
So you're
raising
the
back.
Yeah.
Try this with
of
your
of course.
In, side, in. Or in, out, in. Lift your elbows.
In.
When I don't have scarves doing this, I use my elbows like this. You're done. He says he's done. All right. And so then you're going to do your jump. So your feet are going one, two, three, or right, left, right, right, left, right, and jump to the back. Right, left, right, right, left, right, right, left, right, and jump to the front. Okay. Now that right, left, right is a little strange. It starts on the same side, but it finishes. So just practice that a little bit. Uprisings or things like that, and the people are all marching together. They are doing it in a, it's not chaotic as we might think. They're all moving like one. It's like they all have this one energy. Mm-hmm. So, which I think would be really different if you saw people over here doing that. It just it struck me like that, that with a unity there. Okay, so now here's the last step that we're going to do. We're going to give honor and respect. It might be to important people that might come and visit your community, or it might be here, like your parents. That's what I like to think of, parents and teachers. Okay, so you're going and to our Lord for what He's done for us. We're going to give thanks and do it like this. Let's go. One, two, three. So our arm goes left, right, left, left, right, left, left, right, left, left, right, left. Okay? Now our feet are going to do the same thing with the right foot. One, two, three. One, two, three. One, two, three. Now we're going to turn around. And we don't want to knock anybody out.
not in our building.
No, we're...
It's in our building, we have to leave.
If it's in our building...
But there's a red light. Hold on.
Okay, let's go. Try to be together. 5, 6, here we go. Every night, the blind man would say, brother-in-law,
will you please take me hunting with you tomorrow? And the hunter would say, what good is a man with no eyes? Well, this went on for weeks and months and a long, long time. And then finally, the hunter came home one day with a big gazelle. And after his wife fixed the meat just right, and the hunter was feeling so good, he said, blind man, I will take you hunting with me tomorrow. So the next day they got up. They got the traps, the spears, and the arrows. And the hunter took the hand of the blind man. And they walked and they walked and they walked. Then the hunter felt a little tug on his hand. The blind man said, wait, there's a light. The hunter said, there is no lion, but there is. But no worry, he is sleeping. And they walked and they walked some more. And sure enough, there was a lion. He was snoring under the tree. How did you know about that lion? Said the hunter. It is because I see with my ears. And they walk and they walk and they walk some more. And the hunter fell in love with him. And the blind man said, wait, there is an elephant. There is no elephant. Ah, but there is. But no worries. He is busy in the wild. Well, they walked and they walked and they walked. And sure enough, there was the elephant in the water hole. He was splashing mud over his back. How did you know about that elephant? Said the hunter. It is because I see with my ears, said the blind man. Well, they walked and they walked some more until they came to a big clearing. And the hunter said, let us place our traps here and tomorrow we will see what we have caught. And so that's what they did. And the next day, they got up early in the morning. And when the hunter got ready to take the blind man's hand, he said, oh no, I know my way now. And so the blind man led the way. And they walked and they walked, and the blind man did not catch his foot on any branches. He didn't bump into any trees. And when they came to that big clearing, right away, the hunter could see that they both had a bird in each trap. In the hunter's trap was a little bird. And in the blind man's trap was a beauty. It had yellow feathers, red feathers, green feathers. And the hunter said, you will never know the difference. That's what he said to himself. So he took that little gray bird and he put the gray bird in the hand of the blind man. And they walked and they walked and they walked. And the hunter started thinking about things in life. And he said, blind man, why is there so much evil in this world? And the blind man said, it is because of people like you who take what does not belong to them. Oh, all of a sudden the hunter was just filled with shame, because he knew what he had done. And so he said, sorry. And then he took the little gray bird back and he gave the blind man that beauty with the green feathers, the yellow feathers, and the red feathers. And they walked and they walked some more. And the hunter said, blind man, why is there so much good in the world? And the blind man said, it is because of people like you who learn from their mistakes. And from that day on, whenever anybody asked about why the blind man was so wise, the hunter put his arm around him and he said, this is my brother, Lost.
He is so wise because he sees with his ears and he hears with his heart. And that's